This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Environmental Protection Agency has just laid out a rule for how much biofuel should be mixed into America's gasoline supply this year. Most biofuel these days is ethanol. It's renewable and usually derived from corn. The EPA's latest formulation has rankled lobbyists on many sides. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
The EPA said the U.S. needs to use more biofuel in its gas supply than in years past, but not nearly as much as lawmakers hoped would be the case. The biofuels industry argues that's not enough biofuel. The petroleum industry argues it's too much.
EPA is doing a balancing act.
Wally Tyner is professor of energy economics at Purdue. The ethanol industry argues we can move past the 10% level of ethanol currently in most gas. It's called E10. Oil refiners say we can't.
There's truth on both sides of that argument.
We can't suddenly dump a bunch of ethanol into every gas station today to meet the new rule, but in the long term, upgrades are possible, and most cars are being built to handle increasing amounts of ethanol. For right now, though,
EPA is counting on flex fuel vehicles.
Bruce Babcock is professor of economics at Iowa State. Flex fuel vehicles can take a special blend of 75% ethanol. EPA's rule may incentivize gas suppliers to lower the price of that blend so more people fill up on biofuel. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.